Hi, good morning. This is Emma from Local Splash. May I know your name?
Yeah, this is Paul Scarberry.
Hi, Paul. Yeah. How are you? And how can I assist you?
Wanted to talk about my account with Peaks Plumbing, P-E-E-K-S Plumbing. I think we've talked before.
All right, let me go ahead and check if I have your account pulled up. Give me just 1 second. All right, so yes, I have the account pulled up. What's going on? What do you want to talk about your account?
I just like to know how I could try to, okay, so like when I give you guys $300 for advertising, I think the last person said that only lasts about 10 days. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Although it actually would depend. The good thing is, if you're talking about Google Ads, we're able to set the maximum budget for the day. So let's say if your budget is really just only $300 per month, then maybe we could set the budget to $10 per day. So that's how that works. It's not ideal, but that's the minimum that we can set it to. What's going to happen is that once that $10 budget has been used for that day, the ads will stop running. It will only resume the following day. So in that case, it will not going to get the maximum return that we wish to happen.
Right. So I don't quite know how that works, because that's under the sponsored ads, right?
Yes.
So how does that work? I mean, if I pay more, it stays in front of people longer, or it stays out longer per day, or how does it work?
Good question. The more budget you have, the more chances the ads will show up on the ad section. It's like a bidding. So the higher the budget you have, the more chances your ads will show up.
Give me an idea what kind of budget to, because if I'm doing only 300, it's probably not showing up really long, is it?
Well, 300 is, I would say, the minimum. So if your competitors are also doing 300 or even more, then tendency is your business will not really going to be prioritized by Google in showing up to those who are searching for your business. So if you'd want the ads to show like more times than your competitors, and we have to add to your budget. I'll go out and check what's the current now. Hold on. Like based on the market. Just a quick question if you know. Like, do you happen to remember when have you started this campaign?
Oh, I thought we started.
Has it been a while?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. All right, let me just take a look. I'll check if I can get the average cost per click, so we would know how many clicks your ads is getting per day.
They said it was about 10 to 15 per click.
Let me see what's the actual. Actually, the cost per, let me see. So your current budget for Google Ads at this time, it's set to, let me get my calculator here. Google Ads, it's set to $300. So $300, that includes the management fee. So that's 25%. So the actual budget for Google Ads is only at $225. Now, that $225 will have to divide that by 30 days. So that's 225 divided by 30. So you have a budget of around $7.05 per day. The average cost.
Not good. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And the average cost per click at this time, it's at $3.38. So that's 7.5 divided by 3.38. So you're only getting about 2 to 3 clicks per day. Once someone has clicked on the ad, like 2 times or 3 times, then it will stop showing. It will only resume on the following day.
Right. And then, and that lasts for what, about 10 days maybe, and that's it?
Well, we set the budget to, let me see. The budget is set to $10 per day. So after, like, not really $10, but around $8. So after three clicks, then it's gone.
Right.
So it will last for 30 days, but the number of clicks it will allow per day is limited.
Because the last time I talked to you guys, the lady said that we could do Facebook ads too.
That is correct. Like, personally, I go to Facebook first. Yes, sir. So Facebook, it's going to be focused on Facebook. So for those people who are not, like, millennials, I would say. I myself, when I need something, I go to Facebook first. If I am not satisfied with the result in Facebook, I go to Google or any other search engine. Yes, I go to Facebook first.
Why don't I do that?
Well, I'm not really sure, but maybe.
So if I did $1,000 budget per month, does that kind of put me up with my competitors or not?
Yes, sir. 100%. Yes, you will. For Google ads, for any paid ads, the higher your budget is, then the more chances your ads will show up. So that's beating your competitors. If you have that much, I would say if you'll increase your budget to like $800 for Facebook ad, for Google ads, then that's really going to put you at an advantage. And then if you can have $200 for Facebook ads, that would really speed up the progress of your account.
So for me to do it on Facebook, do I have to give you my Facebook account or how's that work?
Good question. Although your Facebook page is linked to your personal account, but we will not going to need your personal account. You only need to grant us access to the page itself. And you can do that without giving us your username and password. There's an email that we can send you. You just have to follow the instructions in the email. So we will have access to the page and we can start running the ads.
So you'll just build the ad or what?
Yes, we will build the ads from scratch. If you have the pictures you want us to use, then definitely you can send them over. If there are specific age group.
Yeah, we have those on our web page if you are ready, so you could just use the pictures from that.
Yes, sir.
Well, you can basically build it just like my web page, right?
For Facebook ads, it's different. There's just going to be one single ad with pictures on it with a call to action. Call to action, that's when they will be prompted to either call you if they have questions or message you on your page or fill out a form to be contacted. So it's
I always like being called.
Okay.
I don't play on Facebook a lot, so I don't do any of the social media. Maybe I should, but I don't, you know.
I see. That totally makes sense. Some people just don't have the time to deal with Facebook, and that's okay. The good thing about Facebook ads is, again, they have an option to just call you directly if they have questions or inquiries about the ads.
Yeah. I'm up for more of a call than I am. You know, if they click on my, because I don't ever get on Facebook. Even though my wife created a Facebook page, I think I got 600 or 700 likes on my Facebook page.
And,
but a lot of them are friends and, you know, stuff like that too, right? So, like I said, I don't even know how to get on my Facebook page. So, you know, if you understand what I mean, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, that's totally understandable. And again, you don't necessarily have to be on your Facebook all day if you wish to start running Facebook ads. So if you're interested, just let us know, okay? And we'll help you set it up, and people will just call you if they have inquiries.
So if I told you today to do that, how long does it take to get a Facebook page?
It's already Friday. Well, if you already have the page set up, and as long as either you or maybe your wife can help you grant us access to it, after given access, the ads would start running, I would say, in 3 days at least. So that's going to be...
But if I gave you $800 today, you could make my other page activate right away, right?
For Google ads, yes.
Yeah.
We can adjust the budget immediately. But for Facebook ads, that needs to be created and customized. So that's why it takes about 3 days.
Okay. Well, if you can send me, if you can text me your information so I can call you back, let me go talk to my wife. And I think we're probably going to change the budget to 1,000. So that'd be what, 800 for my Google ads and then 200 for Facebook, correct?
Yes, and that's a really good budget. So if in case you'll bump it up to 800, let me give you like a quick breakdown, okay? Hold on. Just so it would be realistic.
Yeah, I'd like to know how long it would stay on, you know, where it's in front of people if I did an $800 budget instead of, you know, what I'm doing. Because I have a feeling it's not staying on too long.
Yes, it is. After people click on it twice, then it's gone for the day. So
yeah.
If you will increase it to $800, then that would give you at least 6 to 7 clicks per day. And that's a very good number already. So that's like double or triple the number of maximum clicks that you're getting right now.
Is that what my competitors are doing? Do you know?
It's not really possible to check the actual spending budget that they have. All we got to do is trust that our budget is enough to beat the competition in the area. And I would say $800, that's a really good budget. Most people settle with like $400 or $500. So if you're going $800, then that's going above the normal, the regular budget.
Okay, well, can I reach you back at this number that I called, or
yes.
Can you send me a number to call you?
You can dial this phone number and ask for Emma, or if you're asked for an extension, that's 294.
294? Okay.
Yes, or Emma.
Emma?
Yes, sir.
And how's that spelled, Emma?
E-M-M-A. Emma Watson, E-M-M-A.
Okay, and what's the extension?
294.
Okay. Well, let me discuss it, and I'll probably call you back within the hour, okay?
Okay, sir. All right. Well, we're open up until 4 p.m. Pacific today, so do not hesitate to reach out, okay?
I'd like to have you activated today, so let me make sure we can get it so we can have you get your money, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay. All right, sir. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much for your time, Paul. You stay safe. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.